The Reverend Al Sharpton says even though he's mourning his mother's death, he will still meet with the Justice Department and the family of Trayvon Martin today and hold a rally tonight in Sanford, Florida. That rally has been moved from a church to a park because it's anticipated thousands of people are going to turn out. Trayvon Martin, of course, is the unarmed African-American teenager shot and killed by a self-appointed neighborhood watch captain while Trayvon was walking back to a relative's home in a gated community in Sanford. The shooter, George Zimmerman, telling police dispatchers the young man looked suspicious. He was wearing a hoodie. Hundreds gathered last night to protest in a million hoodie march in New York.
I don't know about you!
I don't know about you!
But I want justice!
I want justice!
George Zimmerman, who is Hispanic, has not been arrested. The state has a stand your ground law which gives people the right to use deadly force to protect themselves outside their homes. But 911 calls show that Zimmerman pursued Trayvon, despite the dispatcher telling him not to. Last night, the Sanford City Commission gave Police Chief Bill Lee a vote of no confidence. The Justice Department and FBI are investigating, and we want to know more about how the town is reacting. Jeff Weiner is a reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. He joins us now. Jeff, Trayvon's parents spoke at that Manhattan protest quite profoundly. Trayvon's mother saying, you know, he's not just our son, he's all of our son. What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, we're hearing a lot of what you heard in that clip from New York, just the outrage. People are really upset here and all over. I mean, we've got buses coming in from churches in Alabama, you know, people coming from out of state to attend the rally tonight. And it's just, you know, anger, outrage. There's a history of racial tension in this community, and it seems to be really exploding.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're reading about a history of racial tension, but also people right in the community where George Zimmerman lived and Trayvon was visiting, you know, a mix of people living side by side. First, the tensions. Tick through some of the criticism of this case on the part of the police.
Well, a lot of the criticism stems from that first night on February 26th when George Zimmerman was not arrested. He was questioned but ultimately released because he claimed that he had fired the shot in self-defense. A lot of people feel that normally there would be an arrest and it would be up to the jury to determine whether or not self-defense was an adequate explanation. We've seen in a lot of cases similar to this where people claim self-defense, there are still arrests. So that's the basic issue. But since then, the reluctance of the police to release the 911 calls was a cause of concern for many in the community. Those are typically released fairly soon after an incident, and it really took quite a lot of wrangling for them to be finally released.
Well, people are saying that because he was not arrested and his word was taken so quickly, all whatever evidence there might be there is gone. There was no sort of surveying the area.
Well, one of the problems, according to the police and what we've seen in similar cases, is the lack, in this case, of eyewitnesses. There are plenty of people who say that they heard what happened, you know, from a distance, heard a gunshot, but it doesn't seem that there was anyone who specifically saw the moment where the shot was fired. You know, the police are pointing to that as one of the central reasons why they were unable to bring charges and arrest in this case. As far as the forensic evidence, we're not really sure to this degree how much was gathered on that night.
Well, and now the police chief is given a vote of no confidence, but we understand he was relatively new, and the last police chief left because of the way he handled an altercation that involved his son?
The last police chief, it was the son of an officer.
Who was
involved in, basically, he was caught on camera punching a black homeless man outside of a bar in late 2010. Police were called. He was not arrested, and the incident only was further investigated after the video appeared online. He was ultimately arrested and charged in that case, and the police chief basically was forced to resign.
So, I mean, huge, a backlog of tensions there. So we see Miami lawmaker Frederica Wilson, she's a representative. She's been apparently carrying around a sign saying Trayvon Martin's murderer is still at large. He was one of her Miami constituents. And she spoke earlier this week on the Florida House floor. Let's listen.
No more. No more Florida. No more America. No more hiding your criminal racial profiling by using self-defense to get away with murder. Stand up for Trayvon Martin. Stand up for justice. Stand up for our children I'm tired of bearing young black boys.
But Jeff Weiner, meanwhile, we're also reading today reports from the Associated Press and in the New York Times that this neighborhood was a mix of black and white, as is Sanford. You know, 60% white, 30% black, and people were living side by side. In fact, black neighbors of George Zimmerman, again the shooter, say that in fact they used to ask him to watch their home. So we're sort of hearing that, you know, maybe a little more complicated picture than what we've been seeing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are certainly people in that community who say that they were, you know, happy that he was out patrolling the neighborhood, you know, even if it wasn't something of an unofficial role. I mean, a former fellow neighborhood watch member has told us that he thought that Zimmerman was a stand-up guy, that he was, you know, a good guy who was out looking out for the community. He said that maybe he was a bit overzealous at times and maybe he shouldn't have been carrying a gun, but at the end of the day, he was out, you know, trying to do what he thought was right for his community. And there had been reports of burglaries in the area recently.
Yeah, but still, you know, again, he was told not to pursue. He did pursue. Tons of questions about how it is that, you know, he was carrying a gun since he'd had an assault on a police officer, a charge that was dropped. He'd also had domestic violence incidents in the past, attended a citizen police academy, you know, might have been too eager. But bottom line, there will be this rally tonight, as you said, people busing in, especially given that the city council has said that they've lost faith in the chief. These local police will have to monitor this rally. What's the sense of how that's going to go tonight and what preparations are being made?
Well, they really seem to be bracing themselves for a large turnout. You know, we've been getting updates throughout the day on what traffic problems are expected. They're expecting thousands of people. That was their last update, is thousands of people, you know, we're warning, you know, civilians who are not involved to, you know, avoid the area, to watch out on area roadways, because they're expecting congestion. They went so far as to post a notice on their website informing people coming into town, you know, of where the hotels are and where they can stay, because they are expecting, you know, quite a presence.
And we want to be able to have them staying somewhere rather than have nowhere to go after the rally. And the rallies that we have seen, we should say, have been peaceful but angry. Yep. Jeff Weiner of the Orlando Sentinel, ahead of tonight's rally in Sanford. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.